The next clue is take your current number and slice off anything after the decimal point, then divide by Sadako's number. Happy Halloween.
Okay. So we have a special one today. I am in a place that many of you may recognize. It's after dark. There's no one else here, which makes it extra creepy. And I'm headed towards a bunch of books. And I'm headed on the search for a specific book. Or a specific author, I should say. Here's what happened. The other day, I was with some coworkers at my job, and which is totally not where I am now. And I was with some coworkers at my job, and we were talking about, we've got these things that go on the bookshelves, and they're called fins. They stick out, and you can see, like, author names, right? So as you're walking through, you're like, okay, that's where, like, Smith would be or whatever. So we were talking about which authors we'd have or which letters and that kind of stuff. You know, we've got one for, like, Lee Child. Probably got one for, like, Stephen King, maybe? Maybe not. I don't know. I've never read a Stephen King book, you guys. I have one that I've been carrying around this week, and I have not gotten to it yet. Too busy reading Tumor Fruit by Carlton Mellick, as we talked about on an earlier show. So let's see, and I was saying, it would be funny to me if we had, like, what's a weird one? You know, what is the, who is the Hitler of fiction writers, right? And no one really had an answer, except somebody finally, friend of the show, was like, what about Ann Perry? And I said, what about Ann Perry? Who's Ann Perry? What's going on with Ann Perry? Now, right now, I'm standing in front of many Ann Perry books, you know. Let's see. Let's look at some of these titles here while I'm just in the neighborhood. Paragon Walk, that sounds boring. Defend and Betray. Funeral in Blue. Midnight at Marble Arch. Blind Justice, The Angel Court Affair, Blood on the Water. Let's just read the little description here. As our New York Times bestselling novels always remind us, Ann Perry is a matchless guide to both the splendor and shame of the British Empire at the height of the influence, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's boring. There's a tragedy that is no accident, but I do not have the patience. How about Dark Assassin? It's too dark to read. Okay, so here's what happened. I said, who's Ann Perry? Why is this a thing, right? Why would you bring her up? And the reason is because it turns out Ann Perry murdered somebody. So here's what happened. Ann Perry had this friend, another girl. They were like 15. And they lived in, I think, Great Britain, somewhere in the UK. And this friend was supposed to move away to South Africa, right? And so, and these two were, like, close. Weirdly close. In that way, that's not actually weird, you know, where kids are just close and they have, like, they have a little secret language and blah, blah, blah. And it would be cute and boxcar children-y, except then, you know, a murder happened. So these two decided that the way to prevent the friend from leaving would be to murder her mom. So what they did is they orchestrated, they went out for a walk together, and they had a half of a brick, and they put it in a stocking. And then one of the two pretend to drop something, you know, like a piece of jewelry or something. And when the mom bent over to pick it up, the other one whacked her in the head with this brick. Now this quote is in, like, every sort, like Wikipedia, every place that talks about this story. It says, the girls expected it would only take one blow to kill the woman, and it took 20. So they bashed her in the head 20 times with a brick in a sock, basically. Homie the Clown style finished her off. Now that's a little weird, right? That's like a... That takes a kind of a person to be like, I'm going to smash in this person's head with a brick. And then they do it the first time. And at that point, you're like, wow, that just happened. You know? But then you're like, I'm not going to rethink this. I'm just going to keep going. This is a thing that happens in these kind of murdery movies, right? Someone does something like that. And then you're kind of like, did you rethink it at that point? And they're like, no. That's when I went fucking apeshit. So she went to jail for like 5 years or something and got out. And then now she's like a writer of books, many of which have kind of a crimey angle to them, which I guess is like, well, that makes sense, sort of. And nobody actually knew. You know, her real name's not Ann Perry. She changed her name, and no one knew that she was this murderer from this fairly well-known case. Because she changed her name. And it wasn't till, you know, I think in the 70s or something, this movie came out that was about her and about this murder. And that's when the pieces all came together for everybody. But I guess not for me, because I didn't care or know or anything. Here's Ann Perry's author description. Ann Perry is the best-selling author of two acclaimed series set in Victorian England. Her William Monk novels include a bunch of these shit. She also writes the popular novels featuring Thomas and Charlotte Pitt, including a bunch of novels. Her short story Heroes won an Edgar Award. Ann Perry lives in Scotland. Visit her website, www.annperry.net. That's it. That's all that her bio says. So as you stand here before these creep fests of a book section, and you just see all these books, and you're like, this is all from the mind of somebody who actually bashed somebody's head in with a brick and carried that out when she was 15. And, like, who knows how she feels about it now? You know what I mean? Like, who knows if she's like, that was fucking crazy, or if she's like, I would do it again. You know, I don't feel like I made the wrong decision. Like, who knows how she feels? I don't. You don't. No one knows. I thought that was an interesting and macabre thing. And also, I find it really interesting, the idea, like, I never read the OJ book, but I thought about it. Because I was like, you know, it'd be really interesting, because I'm pretty sure he did it. And I feel like it's really interesting, the idea of reading something that comes from somebody who's got real fucked up brain. You know, I read the sort of memoir by, oh God, what was the kid's name? Elliot something, or somebody Elliot. He shot up a bunch of people in, like, California a few years ago. Kind of went on a mass murder spree, hit some people with his car and all kinds of shit. I read his, like, memoir. It was fucking creepy, as you can imagine, but it was super interesting, because you're like, I don't remember ever seeing anything like this. I don't ever remember reading anything that was kind of like, this is from the mind of someone who truly has killed people. And enjoy! Right? So you could, I suppose, it would be interesting to read her books that way. To read her books as like, while she's coming up with these concepts, also in her brain is, sometimes we kill people. Sometimes we murder, and that's just what we do. So there you go. That's something that exists on probably most of your used bookshelves, most of your libraries. Probably a lot of you got, like, a parent who has an Ann Rule on the, or an Ann Perry, sorry, Ann Perry on their bookshelf at home. So that's like a creepy little relic that just hangs out. Not something that could happen today, I don't think. Seems like it'd be tough to remake yours. It's like hard enough, like J.K. Rowling couldn't really hide out as whatever that pen name she used was. So what are the odds of somebody hiding the fact that they're a murderer, right? All right, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.